Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 71. Today, JR asks, when do you know you've outgrown your publisher slash editor slash et al. Who started the ride with you? I see that many established authors jumped publishing houses like they were lily pads on their rise to success. How do you decide the right time to move up to other houses? Well, JR, since I'm not currently in a deal with any traditional publishing houses aside from one that I own, and it is, ironically, turning into a traditional publishing house because it does own the distribution rights for some properties of other writers as well as some properties of mine, I can only give you some general advice based on other authors that I've known, on general good business practice philosophy, and on reading that I've done. So please take what I'm about to say with a few thousand grains of salt. Your relationship with your publisher is a transactional relationship, and it's a business relationship. Now, you may have friends who you do business with, but the business relationship, as much as possible, needs to stay separate from the personal relationship. Business is based on value transactions. You do something, they do something, you both get value out of the situation. And if it's a good business deal, you both get something you greatly desire out of the situation. When you're deciding whether a business deal is good or not, other than looking at the exact terms of the contract, you want to be looking for a deal that serves your long-term and medium-term interests, or if you're looking at a short-term deal, you want to at least count the opportunity cost in terms of your long-term and medium-term interests against the gain that you're getting for your short-term interests. And this can come in a whole bunch of different ways. I know one author who deliberately started with a traditional publishing house who, at the time he started, was very, very good at publicity. They had a better-than-normal push publicity machine, and so he entered into a series of book deals with them in order to help raise his profile, while at the same time self-publishing his own books in the same series that he was doing his traditional books in. And that served his interests very, very well. Now, at some point, he's going to cross the line where the benefit he gets from his association with that traditional publishing house is nowhere near as large as the amount of money he's giving up by selling books into a system that can't possibly pay him back anywhere near as much as he's earning on his own or as he would earn on his own with those same titles. And this guy is a data junkie and very, very smart about his numbers, so there will come a time, I expect, when he jumps ship. Who knows when that'll be? That's his personal business decision. There's other writers who jump houses with every book or series. Sometimes that's because they write across a number of genres, and the house they're with for their first book only deals in that genre. Sometimes it's because they're very aggressive with their business, and they're always looking with every new book for the best possible deal they can get. And so they aggressively shop every manuscript around town so that the publishing house they're with at the time does not become complacent. And they demonstrate their willingness to walk away from the table if they don't like the deal by actually walking away from the table if they don't like the deal. It's one of the things about business relationships that you have to be willing to do, which is never sit down at a table to negotiate a business deal that you're not willing to get up and walk away from without a deal. If you do, what you've done is you've handed the negotiating power to the other side, and you'll wind up taking a deal you don't like, and that makes your life miserable. You always want to be sure that any deal you take is one that not only you can live with, but one that you're happy with, given the balance of priorities that you have coming to the table. The same sort of thing goes for editors, whether it's a editor at a house you're working with or whether it's a freelance editor that you've hired. It goes for any subcontractors you work with. Good working relationships that last a long time are fantastic, but good working relationships don't necessarily last forever. The priorities of the people involved change, sometimes because of things that have nothing to do with the relationship, and you can wind up sitting down to renew the contract across from someone who no longer has at the top of their priority list working with you. Or someone who you have decided that you have grown beyond, a cover designer that's putting out covers that no longer are market appropriate as far as you're concerned, or a proofreader who has stopped catching the typos, or a line editor that stopped catching the continuity errors. And at that point, you start looking at parting ways. And by parting ways, you're not destroying a relationship that already exists, you're just moving on to someone else for the next stage of your career. Doing that and staying on good terms with the people that you've previously done business with is a fantastic and necessary skill to cultivate, not only for the sake of your reputation, but for the sake of the fact that people that you once worked well with, you may work well with again when the stars align correctly. There's sometimes when people have to part ways, and having that person's number in your Rolodex to call on them when a new situation comes around where you and they might work well together again, you want to be able to call them. That's what long-term recurring business relationships are made of. That's what networking is for. And out of those business relationships can grow fantastic personal relationships. But you always do want to be sure to keep the personal relationship separate from the business relationship. You should never do business with someone because they're a friend. If you have a friend who you want to do business with, you should choose the time to do business with them when the business you do with them will benefit both of you highly, because you can both live up to the deal in some kind of style that'll end up being a positive-sum game. If you find yourself in a situation where you're in a business relationship that's no longer a positive-sum game, where one party is winning and the other is losing, or where one party is winning and the other is kind of winning but is giving up significant opportunities for it, it's probably time to move on from that relationship. And everybody who's been in the business for a significant length of time understands that this is how it works, and there's nothing personal involved. And that's not just a mafioso thing. This is not personal, is purely business. It's not a joke. That's really, really true. And there will come many times in your life as a business person. And remember, as an author, you are a business person. There will come many times in your life as a business person where the relationship is not working on a business level, but you quite like the person. So you preserve the personal relationship and you move on to a new business relationship that serves the needs that that person is no longer serving. It requires a great deal of tact. Frankly, it's not always possible because humans are humans and get bent out of shape over silly stuff sometimes. But that's the goal to pursue. On the other hand, don't let friendship or the desire to preserve relationships and not burn bridges back you into a corner where you're basically getting screwed to keep people happy. That's something a lot of artists fall into, because artists, by nature, are frequently addicted to approval. That's one of the reasons that artists go into the arts, because they're willing to starve for a long time just for the chance to make someone like them. That puts you at a disadvantage in your business context, and if you have that kind of personality, you want to be sure to keep an eye on your own motivations as you're working out deals. I hope that helps. It's a great question. Thank you for sending it in, and send more. Everybody, send more. I'm running out. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.